Oriental Pearl Tower, Shanghai. From the day I landed in Shanghai, a needle pointing to the sky grabbed my attention. Every evening, the needle's illumination was ever-changing and colorful. We know the Shanghai skyline for its high-rise. This specific structure, Oriental Pearl Tower, was towering above them all. It fascinated me so much that I couldn't resist visiting the needle. And sure enough, one evening I landed up there. Only when I reached there did I realize how massive it was. The tower's height of 1536 feet or 468 meters makes it the sixth tallest TV tower in the world and the second tallest in China. Three 7-meter wide slanting stanchions support the base of the tower. Three massive spheres called the space modules punctuate the tower elevation. Overall, there are 11 spheres across the tower. Perhaps that's what gives the tower its name, Oriental Pearl. Inside Oriental Pearl Tower, as you walk across the sprawling lobby and reach the elevators, you realize the elevators are double-deckers and carry up to 50 people. These elevators move at a speed of 7 meters per second and take you up a quarter of a mile. This base floor houses a science fantasy city. After soaking it in, we took our elevator ride. The first level is the larger sphere with a diameter of 50 meters and is at the height of 90 meters. It houses a futuristic space city and a sightseeing hall. In fact, the tower has 15 observatory levels. The next major one, at the height of 263 meters, also has a revolving restaurant. Further up, the highest observatory level is at the height of 351 meters and it has an outside area that has a glass floor to look straight down. The thought of walking out onto a glass floor 351 meters above the ground is scary. But once you overcome the fear, the experience is magical. Multiple floors here house commercial establishments, restaurants, shopping complexes, a hotel, and more. And the glitz and liveliness all across is fascinating. In fact, the variety of recreational activities available there amazed me. At the same time, I realized its purpose is to beam out TV and radio signals. The highlight. Shanghai is a spread out city covering an area of over 6,000 square kilometers. It is on the southern estuary of Yangtze River. Towards the end of the 20th century, its redevelopment has helped attract foreign businesses, leading to the mushrooming of spanking new, glitzy commercial and residential high rise. That too on both banks of the Huangpu River. The observation decks of the Oriental Pearl Tower offer fabulous vantage to appreciate this landmark city. So, I would say a tour up the tower is a must-do during your trip to Shanghai. Pin this needle.